You're listening to SBS News.
The bells are ringing in Brussels as the EU unveils its historic climate policy. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen shared this message with the world.
Europe is now the very first continent that presents a comprehensive architecture to meet our climate ambitions. We have the goal, but now we present the roadmap to how we are going to get there.
It's an ambitious plan as the EU pushes ahead with the goal to cut its emissions by 55% by 2030. The European Green Deal proposes 12 policies, including a tax on jet fuel, the planting of 3 billion trees by 2030, as well as effectively banning the sale of petrol and diesel-powered cars by 2035. But perhaps the most contentious proposal is a carbon border tax applied to nations outside the EU for importing fossil fuel-intensive materials like concrete, steel and aluminium. One of the architects of Europe's New Deal, Frans Timmermans, believes it's a crucial step to protect the future.
Sometimes people say, whoa, take it easy, not that much. It's difficult. It's hard. Yes, it is difficult. Yes, it is hard. But it's also an obligation.
But back in Australia, the federal government is already rejecting the idea. Trade Minister Dan Tehan says it could be against global tax rules.
We will be looking very closely at what they're doing. The last thing the world now needs is extra protectionist policies being put in place.
In 2020, Australia exported almost $12 billion worth of goods to EU countries, including coal. The EU is already conscious their plan won't be popular. The European Commission President again.
Change on this scale is never easy, even when it's necessary. And for that reason, there are some who will say we should go slower, we should go lower, we should do less.
It's not even guaranteed the so-called carbon border tariff would hit Australian exports, but the Trade Minister's objections speak volumes.
Is it a suboptimal way of reducing emissions? And we think it is. We think it would be much better to incentivise countries to a deal with emissions reduction rather than penalising them.
Experts say Europe's significant policy puts Australia among countries like Russia, Turkey and China. Associate Professor Christian Downey from ANU's School of Regulation and Global Governance says Australia's position could have been different.
Well, the irony is that Australia could design its own climate and energy policy, but because the government has failed to put in place a plan to reduce emissions, what we're seeing now is other countries set to impose carbon taxes on our export industries.
Labor's energy spokesperson Chris Bowen says the financial pain and local isolation can be avoided.
Under federal government policy settings, it will apply to Australia because our emissions reduction ambition is not strong enough and we're not committed to net zero by 2050.
The EU Green Deal still needs to be approved by its 27 member states, but Commissioner von der Leyen is adamant there's little other choice.
But when it comes to climate change, doing less or doing nothing literally means changing everything. The infernos and hurricanes we have seen over the last few weeks are only a very small window into what our future could look like. But by acting now, when we still have the policy choices, we can do things another way.